Mewbit Break Radio presents Elegantly Edwith. It's like meeting up for champagne with the girls after a long day of relaxing on the yacht's deck.
Elegantly Edwith.
Eclectic.
Electric.
Emotional.
And absurdly specific.
www.limitbreakradio.com.
Hello and welcome to Elegantly Edwith. I'm your host, Iman the Edwith. Thank you for joining me. So today is about my first NMs. That's the title, I think, is what we decided. And I am joined by the ever lovely, ever necessary, Jaggedy Ear Jester King. How are you doing today?
I am not too shabby, Ed. Thank you for having me again.
Again. So how does it feel to be the new co-host for life?
It feels really good. I'd like to thank the Academy and my mom and dad. And you, Ed, of course. Can't forget about you.
Duh. I mean, yeah. Who's the one who signed your paychecks? Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should be receiving the company car in a couple more weeks.
Oh, good.
I just need to repo that from POP.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, yep. So as soon as that's done. Wow, that's really tacky.
Don't worry, we're just awesome. Roll with it. Rolled.
Okay. And we are joined today by special guest Gemini of Leviathan. How are you doing today, Gemini?
I'm doing good.
And what's your NM name?
Jaded Gemini.
Epicness. And we are also joined by Bubbly Burnt Herbert. Is that what we...
Hello.
How are you doing
today?
Yeah,
that's what we decided.
Is that cool?
Yeah. What else could I be but Bubbly Burnt Herbert?
You are just so bubbly. Whenever I think of you, I think of...
Big Mouth.
Big Mouth, yeah. That's...
Big Mouth Burnt Herbert.
I wouldn't doubt that one. Okay. And we're also joined today by the ever lovely Carletta. Carletta, what's your NM name?
Carmenero.
Yay.
It's a cross between Carletta and Carnero.
Good epicness. And we are also joined by, I know, this list is getting long, Kenji. How are you doing today, Kenji?
Make that war axe, Kenji, son.
War axe.
I'm a warrior.
Yeah, because King Kenji just wasn't good enough, apparently.
No.
It was not.
It wasn't.
It wasn't.
Hey, there's only one king on this show.
One king. And it, who is it?
It's me.
Oh, okay. I was unsure. And we are also joined by... Tiger Fury, how are you doing today, Tiger?
I'm doing just fine.
What's your exciting NM name?
Oh, I am Tiger Tit Tat.
Tiger Tit Tat, that's epicness in a bottle.
Anything with tiger and tit in it's gotta be good.
So, it's time for personal update extravaganza!
Let's roll Ed's fake dice.
They're not fake! And oh my god, there's so many people in this call. Hold on, there's seven of us. Whoa. I could use a D6. Legit. Okay.
Too legit to-
For real.
The first person to tell us about what they've been doing lately is Tiger Fury.
Well, I've been really kind of busy and kind of not. Personal update starting from where, I guess.
Last time you were on LBR. Go.
Oh my god, 2 years ago. No.
No, I'm kidding. Just two weeks is good.
Yeah, I got well, Red Mage on this character 75 again, so that's my second character with Red Mage 75, thank you. Bard 275 also. Done a little Sky. Been doing Nizal Owl. We got our discs saved to floor 95. And I learned Death Blossom, which is really fun. And let's see here. I'm currently working on Corsair again, and I dinged 62 last night in a mana burn party, which was really fun. And also, big news, my original character I was able to get back with the Return to Vanadil campaign. So I have 275 Red Mages, and that guy's 75 Summoner as well, and 70 Corsair, but I just use him for Bonecraft, and that's now at 76 as of a couple days ago.
What level is your Corsair on your main Tiger Fury? Your current main?
Current 162.
Wow, you were only 50 like a little bit ago. What happened? Oh, you're loving Corsair. Never mind.
Yeah, I had to get 60 plus to be able to lot Corsair and Dynamis.
So. Mm-hmm. That's cool. So you're going to start. I know you keep going on Denali feet runs. Have you gotten those?
No.
Aw, I'm sorry. No.
Actually, it was after Goliard Ghost Day. We timed out on Hydra because they wanted to use Physical Shield 4 times in a row, which was nice. That's pretty much it.
Awesome. Awesomeness, Tiger Fury. The next person to go is Carletta.
Oh, hello. Well, I've been, doing my new thing now, which is Sky. And I wiped my 70, and I'm having fun in it. And people tell me, you'll that'll wear off really soon. But I'm enjoying it. I'm just fighting Gimbu and Suzaku and Seru, and I'm about to fight Byakko today. And on my other jobs, I got my Blue Mage to 29, and I got Claw Cyclone. And so I'm enjoying collecting all the spells that I can when I'm a Blue Mage. And that has just been campaigning and crafting for me.
That's really cool. How was your most recent experience on PFA?
Oh, PFA is always fun.
It's always fun, I know. It's always fun.
It is always fun.
And I got to meet Teds. So.
That is pretty epic.
That must have been excellent.
That must have been quite Haggis-like.
Oh, it was Haggis filled night.
True. So, the next person to go is Gemini.
I don't do a whole lot of Emerald stuff besides the end game, which is one of the dynamics, but I did get my 15 quest done. I have been working on my NPC fellow, leveling them up, and skilling up club and staff, and we're about to get both of the trial weapons. And, I started fishing the other day, and we're at level 4, so that's pretty exciting.
That is actually pretty exciting, level 4. Okay. Anything else for you in Endgame, Gemini?
Last night in Dynamis, I got we did Dynamis Juno, and I got the Dragoon Relic Hand. So that's on my mannequin right now, and I decided that's going to be the melee job I take to 75.
That's cool. Are the relic hands of value beyond soloing? Like, I don't even know what they are. Like, what?
I don't think they're very good for Dragoon.
Like, in general?
Taking back your feet up, so it's like, it's due until I can afford something new.
Okay, so cheap man stuff, that's cool, too. Anything else you've done lately?
No, not really.
Well, that still is pretty exciting, let me tell you. Kenji, tell me about what you've been doing lately.
Well, Jester King helped me get my Steel Cyclone weapon skill, which is pretty awesome. I've been using the junk out of that. Running Sky, trying to skill up Great Axe, helping Jimmy camp NMs all the time, getting my Paladin up. I got my Paladin to 60, and trying to get the AF body for that because I haven't gotten it yet. And I've been running my Nizul Isle static, and it's going pretty good. I got that to floor 25, and that's all we got.
That's really cool. Getting to 25 is a big deal because on your way. The next person to go is Bubbly Burn Herbert. Tell me.
Okay. So today I got level 70 Red Mage.
Congratulations! Yay!
It's the first time Ed's ever known me outside of the 60s, which is sad because I've known him for a year.
It's true.
What else? I got my Nim to 30 this week from 25. I really haven't done much else. Yeah.
That's exciting. But I mean, like, getting your... So you've decided to go handle Matt on Red Mage now?
Yes.
As soon as you cap all your crap, which is probably going to take quite a period of time.
Yeah, once I cap all my stuff and get some other pieces of gear that would be useful, I'll attempt that.
True. That's exciting.
Got quite a task ahead of me.
Then what about you, Jester King? Because I guess you're last.
Well,
I haven't really been doing anything like OMG, that's amazing.
Whatever, you got Oryu done, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's how it goes. I've just been like, I don't know, I've been doing a couple, trying to get merits and stuff, just like, I've been working on like, the merits that are good for like, all jobs, like, not like specific job merits. So I capped off my evasion.
Does that cap at 4 merits, right?
Yeah, 4 merits.
Okay.
And then I joined the Dynamis LS, so I've been doing Dynamis and stuff. The policy of the LS that I've joined, you can't like lot anything, like you can't point lot anything the first 3 runs unless like absolutely nobody wants it. So tonight is going to be my 4th run, so that means I get to lot some stuff. So I'm aiming for dancer hands tonight, which is I'm looking forward to it because it'll be my first piece of relic. So the hands are kind of crap, but you know,
get your first piece of relic,
and that's exciting. Still, in any case,
they're still pretty sweet. So other than that, and as you said, I got Oryu done last night, or not last night, Thursday. Or whenever, you know.
Earlier.
But, yeah, I got Oryu done. It was a pretty fun fight. That's basically it. Like, I don't know, just, I'm kind of low on money, so I've been trying to, like, do small things to do, just get some money and stuff. But yeah, other than that, not too much has been happening.
That's exciting. Well, for me, I've been leveling. I've gotten Pup Master to 72, so that's exciting. And I finally, for the first time ever, I got to put on the piece of relic that I obtained when I was a level 37 Puppet Master. I got to put it on my patent babooches, and they're pretty epic. Their magic attack bonus +5 for avatar for the avatar, for my avatars, you know, no, for the automaton, and they have like strength or attack or something. Either the AF feet have attack and the relic feet have strength, or the other way around, something like that. Whatever. I'm not really into macroing gear as much as I should be, but I have started trying with my white mage. I've had this blessed Brialt in my Mog House just forever, since I had my Noble's Tunic. I just left it there. But I was like, you know, I should probably make a macro for bar spells. So now I have like, now that I go alt and like 3 up, there's like a bar. It's like, put on that tunic, put on Noble's Tunic, and then it's like all the bar spells. So,
nice.
So I can be now more contributory to bar spelling. Mm-hmm. Which I've actually noticed because I was with Alcidos and we were farming various eye clusters for the O-Hat. And that Blaze Spikes, instead of that Blaze Spikes doing 9 damage, it did 5 damage when I had the right. Hey, that's
every little bit counts.
It's true.
We've actually died there with that kind of damage. It's sad because what happens is that mob is really smart. He like sleeps me, even though I don't have the hate. He sleeps me because he knows I'm healing. And then Alcidos is like fighting. He's like, Ed, I'm gonna die. I'm like, I slash Gans 4 because you can slash Gans 4 while asleep. Because life is good, but
sleep dancing.
But I'm afraid it might be an exploit, and I might get banned. But it
don't.
So I'm scared of that.
Well, I've already put in the GM call, so watch your back.
Oh my god! What? I'm not logged in. They can't ban me if I'm not in. Oh no, that doesn't work like that, is it?
This makes it easier.
I actually think they can ban you if you're not in.
It's probably even easier. Okay, and I've had some pretty unsuccessful Nizzle runs lately, but today, fate has cometh, and I have gotten from 40 to a staggering 55 today. So
no, Ed,
you bum, you passed.
Ed, I don't think it was fate. I just don't think there were enough red mages.
No, there's a red mage in my party, and he wouldn't haste anyone, but I was fine with that. He would refresh me, so that's better than most red mages. I'm like, just refresh me. I'll take care of all the hasting if you just refresh me, please. That's all I want. And I've also I don't know. Let's see what else. Oh, I got through the first half of Sacrarium, so that's exciting. And we're gonna, me and Tiger, we're gonna get that done soon, right? Right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All the way to C.
All the way to C. And,
well,
I don't know. I feel like there's more. Oh, I've had, I went through with Elsidos on a Nizel run about a week ago or so, and we got him his Denali legs. So, grats on his Denali legs. So, and he was really excited to get to 75 on Ranger. Like, he was at a party at 74, and he was like, I'm like 10k TNL, and we're disbanding. I'm like, I'm making a party right now. Summon my party making abilities, and I made a party, and we got him 75. And maybe a merit, maybe. I can't remember. Because he was on...
Yeah, he got a merit. He did get a merit.
The noob was on limit points and not on EXP. Don't you want to buffer? I don't know.
He doesn't want to buffer.
He does not want to buffer. And now, on to the long topic that we are doing today, and that is low-level NMs. And we're going to be talking about some of the notable drops and their spawn conditions. I know, you're excited. So, the first, we're going from every NM you could probably solo at, if you're level 35-ish, you could solo all of these, I'm pretty sure. Maybe,
pretty much.
Maybe 40, let's just say 40 to be, unless you're a white mage. So like, if you're 40, you could solo them all, even if you're a white mage. Okay. Lols. The first NM we're going to talk about is Big Mouth Billy. Duval, Jess, Kenji.
No problem. Alright, Big Mouth Billy, you can find him in East Ronfair. He's level 9 to 10, and he's a worm-type mob, so pretty squishy. You just take out a sword, smack him around. He drops a flint stone, a copper ore, a zinc ore, an iron ore, a mithril ore. You can steal gold ore from him. He may drop a silver ore, and he also drops all the colored rocks, like red rock, yellow rock, green rock, stuff like that. And he has only one spawn location around I-899.
On to Jagged-Eared Jack, Jester King.
Jagged-Eared Jack is a rabbit. He spawns in, what's that? East Ronfair? West Ronfair?
West.
Yeah, West Ronfair. Yeah. See? I'm good. He's a rabbit, as I said. It's like a minimum of like 50-minute wait if you're hunting him. But the one thing about this mob is like a lot of people like to say that the drop doesn't exist, but he drops a rabbit charm, which is it's a level 7 neck piece, and it's steel +1 and +dex and agility +1, which is, and only thieves can wear. It's a really key piece. Well, not key necessarily, but it's a pretty sweet piece. And it can basically be killed by anybody 10 to 12. And just keep it in mind if you want to camp him, it's like an extremely rare drop. Like I've never seen it ever, and I've killed him like 10 or 20 times. So keep that in mind. It's kind of discouraging at the same time.
What about the next NM, which is Stinging Sophie Carletta?
Well, hey, that's right, Stinging Sophie. You can find her in North Gustaberg in Mount Zoem?
Xylem.
Xylem, thank you. I can't pronounce things. Anyway, besides the regular drops, this NM also drops the Bee Stinger. That's right, it's a dagger. For those who do not know, it has damage 4, dex 1, and agility 1. And it's anybody that's level 7, red mage, thief, bards, rangers, and nins.
That's cool.
It's a really good piece.
It's a really good piece.
Good piece if you want to sell it at the auction house, too.
Yeah, it's a good low-level gear that goes for like 10 to 15k, so it's a pretty good way to make money if you're a noob.
On to the next NM, which is Bubbly Bernie. He is spawned by training a the fish to a specific
this is going somewhere where we don't want it to.
the fish to a specific point in North Custerberg, or in South Custerberg, I'm sorry, South Custerberg, and he has 100% drop rate on a steam clock, which is a furniture piece, which I know everyone wants more furniture. Who doesn't?
Seriously. I think it's actually for a quest in Bastion.
Yeah, can you put it in your house?
Yeah, can you put it
I'm not sure.
Can you?
I don't think it's just a quest item.
No, hold on.
It's just a quest item.
This is fail. No, this is fail.
It's misleading. It's misleading, but yeah, you can put it in your house.
Are you sure? I'm not,
I'm pretty positive.
100%.
This is a disappointment.
It gives good, fame though.
Yeah, it does.
I guess you can't. Oh, I read the description. It says this precise stocking timekeeper runs on steam power, but I guess that's a fail.
Yeah, it's using the quest the cold light of day.
Yeah, I saw that too. Oh well. Anyways, on to the next one, which is Tom Tit Tat Kenji.
Alrighty. No, it's Tom Tim Tat or Tom Tit Tat. He spawns in West Saruta Baruta. He's level 9 to 10. He's a Mandragora type. And he drops the Fruit Punches, which is a level 1 monkey quip that has delay plus 40 and accuracy plus 3 and damage plus 0.
Bulls. But you're more accurate, though. So, and then the next person to go is Spiny Spippy with Jester King.
Yeah. Spiny Spippy pops in East Saruta Baruta. It's a crawler NM, so anything with like piercing damage would be pretty good about it, or good against it. It's soloable by most jobs at 10 plus, so basically if you know walking around, if you happen to find it up, you can most jobs are able to kill it. It drops a silk or mist silk cape, which is a really good low level like mage. Cape. It's got mind plus one on it, so it's like good for all the white mages and red mages or whatever. It's about a 60 to 90 minute spawn time, but it's also been noted to spawn like after 45 minutes. So it's an interesting spawn time, but it's a lot of people kill the crawlers for XP, so he pops pretty often. And another good thing about it is he drops up to 3 silk threads 100% of the time. So if you ever want to like sell silk threads on the auction house or whatever, they used to go for a lot of money. I don't know so much about now, but
not so much.
Yeah. So if you're ever farming silk threads, that's a good way to make a little bit of cash if you want to sell those on the auction house.
I bought 3 Spiny Spippies today in Nizel Isle and no Miss Silk Capes. I was really disappointed. But how often do those question mark items actually work out? Like 1% or something?
Only when you have nobody can use them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sweet, we got a Valley's Bow. Any of you leveling Ranger? No? Damn.
Drop.
What a waste.
No slash out. Any Rangers need a Valley's Bow? I don't know.
Valley's Bow, 5 mil. No, that'd be bad.
That's bad.
Thanks for the offer. Gonna have to pass.
Bulls.
GM call.
No. There's actually someone.
Banned.
There was a shout in Whitegate today. Teleport gem, do you need it? 500k. I'm like, that's a little pricey. And then someone else shouted.
Just a little bit.
And someone shouted like, well, you haven't taken a teleport from him. It's so luxurious. I'm like, okay. Okay.
It's a pyramid scheme. It's gotta be.
Yeah, so it's passed on for, yeah, whatever.
No, you should what? Do. You should be like, teleport them. Do you need it? Free. Free over here. Just tell me.
It's like,
I'll pay you for the teleport.
Teleport them. Do you need it? I'll pay you 1K.
Yeah. I offer hugs when I shout for teleports, and it gets me teleports sometimes. Teleport them, reward hug, and somebody will pick me
you
up.
You hug them, and then you have to give them money, right?
Yes, I will. I will hug them and be on
you
my way.
Give them money, right?
If they ask. If they seriously ask.
True. Okay, good. I would totally ask. Okay, next NM. Spook. Tiger.
Okay, Spook, he pops only at night in King Renpair's Tomb, level 11 to 13, and he drops the Traveler's Mantle, which is a pretty good back piece for a lot of jobs low level. It's level 12 and gives you plus 3 evasion. I use this typical ghost magic like poison and sleep. You got to be careful too since it's at night. There's skeletons around and blood aggro can be a problem if you're low level camping.
True. What about the next NM, Leaping Lizzie?
Leaping Lizzie is around level 10 in Stoutsburg. Drops the Bounding Boot. So if you can wear that, it's pretty much a must-have.
It's a must-have for, like, thieves, anyways.
Thieves especially. Anything that uses dex, you're going to want that. And it lasts for, what, till at least the level 20 or 30?
I know Elsie Dale's wore them for quite some time. Like, on his 75.
I'm pretty sure any job right now wear them can wear them till at least they get their AF feet. They're like, yeah. They're really good.
So, if you're considering leveling, especially thieves, spend a day camping.
I would imagine they'd be pretty good for Ranger until they get something with agility on it besides that, or whatever.
You can get Leaping Lizzie.
True.
Like, well, they're really good for basically any job that can wear them. It's such a key piece. It's actually one of the pieces that you should take the time to get. Even if you're not leveling a job right now that can wear them, eventually you probably will, and it'll be worth it. Because, like, then three decks and
that's where Nyx needs to make them 100% drop, is what Square Nyx needs to
be. Yeah, they should. I went, like, one for, like, 30 on those darn boots.
On to the next NM, which is Fungus Beetle. You find him in... Where? Oh my god, I don't even know where.
East Ronfair?
East Ronfair.
Or West Ronfair? One of the Ronfairs.
West Ronfair.
Okay. You find Fungus Beetle in West Ronfair, and he drops a Clippus, which is a shield with plus 1 evasion, and all you paladins better get that. Thanks. On to the next.
Gotta love it.
Next NM, Mogdeen Uane.
Mogdeen Uane, you can find him in North Gustaberg, and he drops an optical earring 100% of the time. An optical earring is just defense 1, accuracy plus 1, attack minus 2, so I guess it's okay if you're having a hard time hitting stuff.
Accuracy is nice at that level, why not? What else are you wearing? What else are you wearing, Siri?
Yeah, what else are you wearing on your ear at that point? But if you have a problem with losing 2 attack, which at low levels may matter, then I would skip it. And also, he's one of the little bud-type guys, little tiny walking tree saplings.
On to the next NM, which is Sharp-Eared Ropeepee, Vern Herbert.
Okay, Sharp-Eared Ropeepee is a rabbit, and it spawns in East Rudabruda from a lottery spawn from the rare rabbits in the area. It's solo about level 13, and it drops an Entrancing Ribbon, which is plus 2 charisma, and I guess it could be used for Beastmasters.
I would say Beastmasters and Bards. Everyone loves their charisma. On to Carnero by Carletta.
All right, Carnero, he's on Mount Vaunt in South Gustaberg. He is a lottery spawn, meaning you kill the other sheep, he'll pop up on the second level. He's only on the second level of the hill. And his 100% drop is the Katayama, which is the samurai sword, or katana. Great katana? Let's see.
Yeah, it's a great katana.
And he also, you know, drops the regular sheep stuff as well. And especially the fresh blood. If you want to pop another notorious monster, but we'll talk about that later.
I hate this. I know.
Yeah, Carnero killed me a couple times when I was a noob because I thought he was one of the sheep out there.
Uh-huh.
Because he looks exactly the same.
But if you can kill him, it's really worth it because the drop is like amazing if you're leveling samurai.
That's right.
I used it from 10 to like 25, just using that one weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It's so worth it.
And this is 100% drop. I almost said 1,000. It's 1,000% drop.
You get
over 9,000.
He drops 10 of them.
You get 10 of them
every single time. Maybe okay.
Even though they're here.
What about Thousand Arm Deathlash?
Yeah, this guy's an orc, if you couldn't tell by the name. I hate orc names. They're so like impossible for me to pronounce. But yeah, this is a Thousand Arm Deathlash. It's an orc. It pops in a Gishelba outpost.
Gishelba?
Gelsba?
Gelsba. I don't know. I say Gelsba.
I've always said Gishelba. I don't know why. It's one of those.
I say Gelsba. That's really cute.
If there's no H after the S, you don't make the sh sound.
I just call it Geisha.
Hey, but it's the number one rule about FFXI podcasts. You don't have to say anything properly.
True. Right? True. Continue.
I am
continue.
So glad about that.
English skill plus one. Okay, let's keep it.
Anyways, Thousand Arm drops two things. He drops an obelisk. It's a pole arm. If you want to know more about that one, you can listen to the
pole arm episode.
The pole arm episode with Fusion X and Viceroy on it. Or it also drops the plate belt, which is just a belt, defense plus two, war, paladin, dark. It'd be good if you're like a tank, because like there's not many pieces at that level that can wear that give more defense. So it's good to have. And he has, as it's an orc, so it has a That means it has a job, so it has a special attack of, it's got a 2-hour, so it can use invincible. So, if you're fighting it, you definitely need to take care, of when it uses invincible. So just keep that in mind before you go out and fight
it. You're on paladin too, so you could be like invincible, draw, nothing happens.
Let's do this.
It's basically soulable at level 18, all jobs. Or maybe earlier, depending on, if you 2-hour and whatnot. But just definitely be careful about invincible, because that could change the fight altogether.
True.
So
what about 100 Scar Hodgewodge, Gemini?
He is in Port Gelba again, and he's around level 12. It's a warrior-type orc, which can use Mighty Strike. You might want to watch out for that. His drops are Court Leggings, which minus evasion. So I guess if you're working on your shield skill, that might be something to look at, or if you're parrying.
Hold on, If you're minus evasion, that's good for parrying. That's what you meant. That's what you meant. Never mind.
Yeah, if you're looking at the level you're parrying, or your shield skill, I think. And also the Wild Cradle, which is a club that adds HP 20 at the cost of 20 MP. Everybody can wear the club. I don't know if it's worth going for, but that's pretty much 100 Star Hajwa.
On to Boo Jai, the Howlblade. He's from in Palboro Mines, and he drops a Marine Shield, which is agility of it plus one. That's pretty much it. Bulls. He's like a lottery spawn, so. That's true too.
Does it have a 2-hour?
I didn't read anything about it.
Okay.
That piece is alright for paladins because agility factors into shield block.
Plus go vitality. Hold on. Does this have a two? Oh, it does have, it does Mighty Strike. You're right. Thank God for you, Jester King.
Have somebody run out there. I can take it. Mighty Strikes.
No, you can't.
Run away. Okay. What about Nyuk Nyuk Burn?
Okay, Nunya Nunya.
This guy always makes me think of like techno music, like.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
So, Nunya Nunya is a vulture lottery spawn in crap.
Lithium West Saruta.
He's not in Lithium Plateau, he's in Saruta Baruta.
I was just trying to throw you off.
He drops a pilgrim wand, and that's MP recovered by 2 when healing, which is really good for any mage for macroing and heal at a lower level.
And is that all?
Yeah, that's all drops.
Okay. What about Swanthisk, Carletta?
Well, Swanthisk is in East Ronfurl. It is a poogle. It's a lottery-based spawn as well. Sellable by, anybody that's over level 14. Besides the regular poogle drops, ooh, that sounds nasty. He gets 100% drop of the Geelong staff. And that is, for all jobs, is HP recovered while healing plus 4.
That would be awesome. Like, okay, sometimes I play an Alcidos' character, and it's really frustrating to me when I have to rest, because it's like 10 HP mm-hmm. at a time. I'm like, oh my god.
Dude, try being a monk. I have like 16,000 or 1600 HP. Like, oh man, it takes forever. So if you're like a monk or like a job with high
HP. Imagine if you're a monk Galka. Monk Galka.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. That's wow.
Like, you definitely look into getting this piece. If you hate waiting for your HP to come back, it's just get it. It's really key.
Anything with HHP. See, that sounds awkward. HMP sounds less awkward. HHP sounds more awkward. Okay, it's good. Anyways, what about the next one, which is Judzu the Whirlwind? Kenji?
Judzu the Whirlwind is, well, he probably sounds like Yagudo because he is. He's in Gideous, and Rangers really probably want to get this guy. Low-level Rangers, he drops a Hunter's Longbow, which is Strength and Agility plus 1, Ranged Attack plus 5, and Ranged Accuracy plus 2, and it's a level 12 equip. That's really good for low-level. He also drops Light Soleus, which is Evasion plus 3 on your feet.
That's cool.
And I think he's a ninja type.
Who can wear those evasion plus 3 on their feet? Who can wear that?
Oh, well, monks, white mages, black mages, red mages, paladins, bards, rangers, summoners, blue mages, puppet masters, and
stuff. I was that reminds me of this other piece of gear that I have. I think they're called light soleas. And like, it's like every job who would want it, except for like ninja. I'm like, why not? Like, that's who would really want it.
But, wait, isn't he talking about the light soleas? Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Those light soleas remind me of my light soleas. Oh, wait. Yes.
That's where editing comes in. See what it is there?
No.
That's why Ed's in charge. He's on top, so he doesn't have to know anything.
I didn't know that's what you're talking about. I didn't know that was an M drop.
Thanks for coming out, Ed.
No, I did not. I'm sorry. I fail at light. Those remind me of my life, Leah's.
Just leave this part in the show because it makes me
I think
laugh.
I might, because I just fail at life. I'm sorry. I have like a bazillion windows up. People will forgive me, or they'll stop listening, at which point.
I forgive you, Ed.
Aw, thank you.
Okay. He can't. He also can Mijin Gekir, and he doesn't die from it.
Oh, can I say that? Oh, well.
You can.
I hope so. It's your show.
I don't know. It's like, female dog. Okay. On to the bloody Vuk, whatever. He's in Gelsba Outpost, and he is he assists the war chief Vatgit, and he drops a beast coin, which is kind of lame. So, that's
all. So essentially, he's 100% useless.
100%. Well, if you want a beast coin, sometimes you want those. Sometimes, not very.
And I could really go for one beast coin right now.
This sounds like delish, right? What about Fog Weezer Mozfuzz Tiger?
Fog Weaver Mozfuzz is the guy you just talked about, his little brother. He spawns in place of him sometimes to help out the war chief. He'll despawn if you kill the war chief. And if you work really hard and steal from him, you can get a beast coin. Otherwise, he's just there for looks. And he's ugly.
But if he's there for looks, he can't be ugly. That's a contradiction. Okay. Bulls. On to the next person, which is Haiti.
All right, Haiti. Conchit Highlands. He's the puppy dog. He only spawns during the full moon, which in at night, and also from 1700 to 500... I don't know how to say that. 1700 to 500 hours, or you can say 17 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning. Once a night, every night of that phase. His 100% drop is the Rogue Tsitsurin. It's a disc you throw for range to build up your throwing skill. And it is used by Dancer, Blue, Nin, and Thief.
Cool stuff.
And it's also solable by anybody over level 18. And I don't recommend you fighting him after you get this, because, you know, there's nothing else. This dog has nothing.
Lulz. What about the next NM, which is Bendigit Vron? Jester King.
Yeah. I don't understand what SC was doing here, but this NM also drops the Regetzer and the one that Haiti drops. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they were doing there, but yeah, it's a Fomor. It only spawns during nighttime, so 17 to 6 on your in-game clock, and only during a new moon. So there's a very
like, one's for the full moon and one's for the new moon.
Bulls.
Yeah, there's basically a really small window of opportunity for you to get it. Yeah, he, like I said, he also drops the Regetzer in, which is a really good piece for the four jobs that can wear it. This is like the first returning weapon, ranged weapon that you can get for those four jobs, I think. So he has an additional effect of evasion down on physical attacks, so if you get hit by him, be careful of evasion down. He can basically... doesn't really say here what jobs can kill him, so he's level 14, so he should probably be about level 20-ish, I'd say, if you want to be safe. But yeah, it's he spawns in Constant Highlands as well, so just watch over him. So there's two NMs that can drop their Regetzer if you're after it that badly.
True. So it's like one's at New Moon, one's at Full Moon, right?
Yeah.
That's like the Coney.
that bunny.
The bunny.
Sound it out.
I know, I have to like say it like slow down.
Use your words like a big boy clone.
Bulls. Okay, what about Yara Ma Ya Who? Gemini.
What? This is a hop spawn NM that's a sapling type. You are gonna take a distilled water to Barangay Canyon and trade it to the point of spawn. It drops 100% the Fasting Ring, which at the cost of HP, it'll give you 10 MP and Strength plus 1 at level 15 for all jobs. But the respawn time is, like, on the trade spot is 50 minutes, so if someone just did it right before you, or you're trying to do it with a friend, you're in for a long wait.
Trues. The next NM is Zagai the Bone Eater. And I added that I'm not really sure why. He's found in Parboil Mines, and he drops the Braveheart, which is a G-sword for Wars, Darks, and Paladins, and it's Accuracy plus 5 and Dex plus 2, so I think that sounds pretty good for level 18. And he also drops two lovely pieces of gear called the Coarse Layings and Gauntlets, which give you both evasion minus 3 each. And that's it. That's all they give you. Oh, I guess they give you defense, but... who needs defense when you have evasion down?
Who's passing up these Braveheart jokes here?
Oh, I don't. Apparently, I don't know any. Say something funny.
Freedom.
Okay.
Freedom. There we go.
Freedom. Okay. What about Imon the Ironbreaker, Bird Herber?
Okay. Imon the Ironbreaker is a Miyagudo. He spawns in Gideous. He's level 16, and he drops the Asper Knife, which can be good and bad depending on when the MP drain procs.
Isn't that a quest item?
It may be. I'm not sure.
And it, yeah,
it is Winder's mission.
Okay,
item.
Yeah, he's not a rare spawn. He's pretty. He's always up.
Oh, yeah, he pops, like, every 15 minutes or something, so...
What about the next mob with Zub Zub the Silent?
Alrighty, Zub Zub the Silent. Zub Zub the Silent is a Gigudo. He is in Gideous. And the only thing that he drops is the Paranama Shield. And that's, you know, like I said, it's 100% drop. It's level 9 for, you know, the warrior, white mage, red mage, thief, paladin, beast, and samurai. He is soluble by anybody easily who is level 20 plus. He will occasionally do his Ninja 2-hour Mijin Goku, but he won't be KO'd from it. And he's said to appear nearby location. Said he can reappear in a nearby location even after it's used, so watch out for that.
Isn't that shield used in a quest?
Yes, it is, the Journey Abroad. When you go to Winders first.
Isn't that the same quest as the Asper Knife?
Yes. It's different halves of the same quest, though.
I think, isn't the Asper Knife next, Tiger?
No, we just did that.
God. What is Humaju the Torrent Drop, then? What is Huma?
I'll tell you.
Monster Signet.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's not his best drop, though.
Okay.
Humaju the Torrent
Deodorize.
He's in Gideous. He drops the Scroll of Deodorize, which is a great spell to cast on your party members.
Especially Galkaz.
His best drop, in my opinion, is the Zealot's Mitts. MP plus 5, mine plus 3. Minus 2 int, but it's a good macro piece for low-level red mages to stick in feebles with. And, of course, yeah, he does drop the Monster Signa.
No one wants that, though. No one kills it.
That's okay. Charisma plus 8.
You go camp hit that for Deodorize. That's,
well,
for sure.
It's decent for bards, and it's really pretty good for beast at low level when you just got to have the charm stick. Kind of want to macro it out probably on beast, though, because that vitality minus 5. If you pull hate, then you can get beat down.
True.
Not as heavily camped as it used to be. Remember, that thing used to go for like 1.2 mil back in the day, and I made a lot of money off of them. But
yeah.
Whoa, that's a lot of gil.
I sold one for 900K, and it bought me my jujitsu gi back in the day.
Yeah.
See, I didn't play it back in this day.
The 2005 Christmas... inflation.
I'm glad I wasn't participating then, because... Well, actually, no, I'm not. I could have totally made a killing on teleports. Those were the days. What about...
He's a...
What?
He's a white mage. He will use benediction, so you gotta kill him twice.
No, you only have to kill him once. You just get him down to 1%. He's like, oh, this is a convenient time to benediction. And you're like, no! No!
How can when I try to do that, I die?
because the mobs then begin to hate you.
Yes, but it already...
No, I mean, like, yourself. I try it at 1%, and I never get it out.
Then do it at, like, 3. Don't do it at 1. What's the difference in your series? Like, 20 HP?
White mage.
No, I'm just saying. I'm a white mage, too. I'm just saying.
He's insulting himself.
I'm just like, what's the difference?
In my face. In my face.
Oh, my God. What about Bomb King?
Well, no surprise. Bomb King is a bomb.
No.
I don't believe you. No
way. It'll be a dirty lie. I don't know. We'll have to check the wiki.
That is a racist statement.
Edit that shiz net right now.
He's positive. Man, you can't throw me off. He's positive an outer core into ruin. He's around level 17. It says anybody can solo this, probably 20 plus. It spawns in 3 possible locations, and there are 2 other NMs that share these spawn spots. So you're going to want to watch out for those. The notable drop is the Bomb Ring, which has a lot of HP up on it, and some minus fire defense. Maybe not so great for fire mobs, but tanks. Probably
want to
maybe look into this ring for the extra HP at low level.
Okay, so the next NM is Ashmaker Gotblut. Again, it's an orc, so I get like impossible NMs that I can't pronounce. It spawns in Yugot Grotto. Yugot Grotto. It's a black mage type mob, so it's pretty squishy. But it's basically any job can kill it at level 75 or 75. Well, any job at 75, but I mean soulable at like level 25. It's got two notable drops. It drops a Hermit's Wand, which is it's got plus two int and plus two mind on it. But the notable stat on it is interruption rate down of 25%. So that means, like, if you're getting hit while you're trying to cast a spell, you're less likely to get interrupted, which is pretty sweet. Especially, it's for white mages, black mages, red mages, summoners, blues, and scholars. So it's really good if you're trying to soul, because I know when I was doing my white mage, it was like a pain in the butt, because, like, I'd be trying to cast paralyze and it's like, poof, dead. It's like, if I could have cast that paralyze, could have changed it. But yeah. And it also drops the priest robe, which is a level 19 body piece, and it's got mind plus one on it. So that's a, that's, again, that's another good piece for, like, level, like, early level white mages and red mages. It's got that mind plus one. And it's also got darkness plus two resistance, but I don't really know if it, there's anything they need resistance for that early in the game. But yeah, it's a good piece. He also has the special attack of Mana Font. He can be silenced, though, so you can basically put that basically right out the window by silencing him if you have the capabilities. He responds 1 to 3 hours in Earth time, so you got a pretty big window to wait or kill. So, yeah. And after you have Trumbling Truffle with Burn Herbert.
Okay. Tumbling Truffle is a Fungar. It is a lottery spawn in Lethane Plateau, and it's level 19 to 20, but I wouldn't attempt it until like 26. And it drops the Fungus Hat, which doesn't have much great stuff on it, really.
It's like a fake optical hat.
Yeah, it's like if you want to look like you have an ugly optical hat on, you can get that at like level 14.
The next NM is Stray Mary with, you find him in Conshot, or her, him or her, and it drops Mary's Horn, which is Lullaby plus one, which is a key item for any aspiring bards. True. It's true. And it's also drops Mary's Milk 100% of the time, and it's Albina Milk. I don't know why I point that out. And that's pretty much it. On to the next NM, which is Sir Popard Ishtar.
Sir Popard Ishtar is a giraffe, dalmo, whatever. He's in Tarangi Canyon at level 19 to 20. Really doesn't drop anything all that great. Its marquee drop is the Cerulean Pendant. Gives you plus 6 to wind and light resistance. Hit NPCs for 423 gil, so I guess there you go, moneymaker.
Shake your moneymaker like somebody about to pay you. What? Anyways.
What? Inappropriate.
Oh, what about Orcish Panzer, Jester King?
Orcish Pansy, Panzer. It's a chariot type, so it's like one of those Orcish war machine things. It's like those big, weird... I'm sure you've seen them. Anyways, it's, basically a placeholder for another NM. After you defeat the Orcish Panzer, there's a chance that Chariot Buster the Axak will spawn, which is, an Orc NM, which drops a really good, sword called the Ariga Xiphos. It's a sword that's got accuracy plus two on it for war, red mage, paladin, and dark. So any like paladin or war or whatever that like it likes to tank or whatever, it'd be a sweet weapon to have because like that accuracy is really helpful at the early levels. This is a level 19 sword. If you happen to get Chariot Buster Biagzak, he has the special ability of Mighty Strikes, so take care of that if you're gonna be fighting him. The thing about this guy is he only spawns every 21 to 24 hours after Orcish Panzers defeated. So, like, you have, a crazy long window to wait if you want to get this sword. So keep that in mind if you're after this guy. Watch. If you're fighting Orcish Panzer, watch out for Blast Bomb, because it's a pretty deadly attack. And for Blue Mages, they can learn Blast Bomb off this guy, so... Yeah, that's Orcish Panzer.
What about the next mob with Vubgoo, the Beguiler?
This is another Yugito in Gideous, level 21 to 22. He's a lottery spawn mob. He drops a zombie circlet, and it's a headpiece that has MP plus 2 for all the squishy jobs. And more notably, the bird whistle, which is the next piece for all jobs with HP plus 5 and charisma plus 3. It's a very good piece for bards, beasts, and dancers.
True. What about the Nomo Crimson Armor?
Okay, Nomo Crimson Armor is a quad ab in Palbro Mines. He spawns every 21 to 24 hours. He's level 22 to 23. He drops Bonza's Circlet, the Pixie Mace, and a quad ab helm.
What are those two first ones worth anything?
They're okay. They're not that great. They're nothing special, but at that level, nothing special.
No, that's a lie. Listen to episode 7, Treasure Casket. There's special things at low levels now. Yay.
Yeah, you were on special things that episode.
Yes, it's true.
Whoa.
You're almost on them this episode.
I'm not on anything ever, I swear. Unless it's ibuprofen. Ibuprofen is my BFF. Okay, what about Maltha, Carletta?
Well, Maltha, you can find this slimy little booger in the Inner Hataro Ruins. See what I did there? Anyway, he's on the Beetle's Burrow map on F8 in front of a treasure chest ball. Oh, you lucky people. And it says to respawn approximately 60 to 120 minutes. So, if it's killed, you gotta wait. He has an innate haste effect, and he's immune to... His HP is like 850 hit point. Now, he will also link with two blobs, but the blobs will not link to him, so keep that in mind. The special drop that he has is a Trailer's Tunica, which is for a level 16 ranger. It has agility plus 1, ice plus 5, and earth plus 5 as well. It doesn't say where he can be assailable by. But also watch out, he can drain and he can asper.
Whoa, both.
What about the Doppelganger Dio, Kenji?
Doppelganger Dio, he spawns in the Outer Horototo Ruins, so all you Windurstian Dark Knights are going to look out for this guy, because he drops the Cruel Scythe, which is a really good level 20 scythe for just Dark Knights. It's one of the first additional effect weapons you have, and his additional effect impairs evasion. It also gives int plus 2, mind minus 2, light minus 2, dark plus 2, damage 40, delay is, of course, you know, super high at 513. And that's about it. He's just a Dark Knight type with a big scythe.
True. What about Doppelganger Gog?
Essentially, this guy is, like, the counterpart of the guy Kenji just talked about.
So is it a paladin? Please tell me it's a paladin.
No. It's a... I don't know. I can't tell.
You can't tell?
No, doesn't really say.
How can it...
Doesn't he have a,
job?
Spear?
Yeah, he holds a spear, so I'd assume he's not a paladin.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Don't all three of these, the last doppelganger, share the spawn with the Bomb King, or did I just imagine that?
The spawn locations are shared. I don't know if they share a spawn window, but yeah. This is a doppelganger Gog. He drops a Cruel Spear, which is int plus 2, mind minus 2, light minus 2, dark plus 2, like resistances. And it has the additional effect of impairs evasion. I'm not really sure why it has plus int on here. Because War, Paladin, Sam, and Durg can wear it, but, you know, SE does some weird things sometimes.
Maybe it is a Paladin, then.
If your Paladin wants to banish.
I think it's a Paladin, because Paladins can use spears, as we discussed.
That's true. That's true. We talked about that in the LOL Plaw Alarm episode or whatever.
Plaw Alarm.
So, I don't know. Many jobs level 30 plus can solo them. So, keep in mind. Yeah.
Also, those last two guys, you want to watch out for Dimensional Death, because that will do a lot of damage to you.
What about Bloodpool Vorox?
Bloodpool Vorox is a leech. It spawns in Pashaun Marshlands. It's level 25 and drops a Bloodbead Amulet, Beastman Blood, Fiend Blood, and a Carbuncle's Ruby. And I know the Bloodbead Amulet's decent for its level. It's like plus 20 HP. And the Carbuncle's Ruby's good if you want to get your summoner unlocked. So.
Yes, it is. But after you get it unlocked, it's like a waste. I remember camping, trying to get one of those forever, and then after I got one, they seemed to drop out of air.
Then it was just like, Juno, you find a Carbuncle's Ruby on the ground. It's like,
Thanks for that, Essie. Okay, on to Chocobo Leech, which is a NM I actually fought with Pofi. He's in Dangerfwadi, and he drops a katana with agility plus one, and it's exciting because agility for ninjas is always good, I think.
And he's the one that the fresh blood that you get from the arrow?
Yeah, fresh blood. Yes, yep.
It's a really good katana, too.
Yeah. If you're a ninja, you should definitely look into getting this.
What about Bygo the Head Taker, Carletta?
He is, but you know, you mainly might have seen him in campaign in the past, but in the present, he is in Badoo. And, he is level 25. He does the Plant Bane Power Crossbow and a Kadav Helm. And let's see, he is prone to paralyze and blind and dispel gravity and slow. Don't you wish you could do that in campaign, people? And he will use Blood Weapon at some point in his fight. Let's see. He's a lottery spawn every 1 to 3 hours. And he spawns from the Brass Kadavs in the path leading to the two oozes on G7. And little known fact, he has a little brother, and his name is Gibber. So I'll let you go with that.
Yeah. Where does he spawn?
There's your comedy for today, folks.
In my bed. What? Anyway. Never mind. Hopefully that'll get cut out. So the next item we have is Panzer Percival. Take it away, Tiger.
Panzer Percival is a beetle, and he likes to run around Jugner Forest. He's got one of two spawn areas, and... Yeah, I've tried to camp this guy a few times, never, ever seen him. But drops the beetle parts, just like all the other beetles do, and his marquee drop is the Neck Chopper. It's actually looks like a pretty decent low-level great axe. Level 20, damage 39, and accuracy plus 5. So, yeah. I camped him and got that great axe when I was a lobby, and it was awesome.
I remember that. That was bad. Bad memory.
Next we have... Oh, it's me. Okay. So next denim we have is Golden Bat. It's he pops in Valcrim Dunes. He is a... If you can't tell from the name, it's a bat. But it's not one of the triple bats. It's one of the giant bats. So, like, the one large bat. He spawns at one... Like, every 1 to 5 hours. So it's pretty big spawn time. And he spawns in multiple locations around the dunes, so it's quite a bit of walking if you want to, like, camp them. It's not one of those NMs that you can just, like, kill a bunch of things and then just stand in one spot. There's going to be require some walking. So, if you're any job, like, 32 plus can kill it, unless you, like, obviously you can duo it or whatever, but, it drops the, the Night Cape, which is a really sweet cape. It's a level 21 cape, and it's got evasion +3. So if you're like a thief or a ninja or whatever, it's a really like sweet cape to have, because that evasion could really change a lot of fights. So yeah, it's a good cape to look into if you want to level one of those jobs. And next we have the triple bat stars with Gemini.
The black triple stars.
Black,
what did I say?
Triple black star.
Triple black.
Lol, juxtaposition of words.
Fail.
This is the actual bat trio, and it's in Rollingberry Fields, level 26-27. And it's a booby prize NM. Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. And they don't drop anything good, but they are involved in the quest, the Miraculous Dale, which has you kill a lot of NMs, it seems. So there's really no reason to go keep this one out and stamp it. Although he only spawns at night, I suppose he's never cat.
What about the next NM with Hawkeye Denat Bat?
That would be me. Hawkeye Denat Bat is an orc. That's why he's hard to pronounce, and he's in Davoy. And let's see here. He spawns the He drops the Archer's Knife, which is a really, really good piece. It has agility +1 and ranged accuracy +10.
Whoa.
So, yeah. Thieves and I think Rangers. Can Rangers wear that? Yeah, Rangers can wear that. Thieves and Rangers want to watch out for that. Also, Warriors who decide to take up a crossbow might like that.
Which I think every Warrior should have a...
Oh, I agree with you. At some point, they should.
Yeah, if you're a Ranger and you don't have these equipped at level 28, then you should definitely stop leveling and go get them.
And now you know where. From Hawkeye to Nodbat. He also drops the Assassin's Bow, a level 29 Ranger-only piece, ranged accuracy +3, and agility +2. Damage 21, delay 330. And let's see, does he have any special attacks? He can do Eagle Eye Shot, which hurts.
Yeah, hurts. Definitely watch out for that.
That hurts like a lot, a lot. Like a lot, a lot.
He also seems to spawn in Laval S in the past at level 79.
Oh, that's going to go well.
Yeah.
And he drops from there, he drops the Grand Crossbow, which is a 74 crossbow.
So, hold on.
This is about low levels.
Hold on, hold on. How did he get stronger in the past?
I have no idea.
Yeah, they've done that with all of the NMs that are in
They're elderly now. 20 years in the future, they've just gotten old and arthritic.
I'm a crippled old NM.
Get off my lawn!
Basically.
Hey, Billy!
Basically. What about Lumbering Lambert?
Lumbering Lambert is a ram that spawns in Lethane. It's a lottery spawn off of the battering rams there. It's level 28 and it drops the Lumbering Horn.
Which is?
That's used for the Purple Belt quest.
Which is good for monks?
Yeah, it's only monks can use it. So if you're questing the Purple Belt, or if you're like you bought your Purple Belt and you bought your Brown Belt and you're going for your Black Belt, you'll have to come back and camp this guy. Because if you want to do the Black Belt or Brown Belt quest, you have to do the Purple as well. So if you happen to see this guy up and you're looking to level Monk in the future, definitely kill him and get that horn, because it'll save you a lot of time in the future.
I think I had that horn and I think I dropped it. Which I think I'm going to regret at some point, but whatever.
Well, only if you level Monk.
I don't know. Okay, what about the exciting, the ever-popular Rampaging Ram?
Well, the Rampaging Ram is just like the other ram. You get horns, and you get skins. But this one is in the Highlands, the Conscient Highlands. And the Rampaging Horn is for the quest in Bostock. He's a lottery spawn from the Tremor Ram. Let's see. And he's the placeholder for Steel Flesh Baldurish. Now, he could be soloed fairly easy by a level 34 ranger with lots of sleep bolts.
True. Then we have the exciting Jolly Green. No, wrong. Tottering Toby with me.
Skipping yourself.
I know, it happens. Tottering Toby drops the stumbling sandals in Battalion Downs, and it's used in a quest, which is the Miraculous Dale. I'm not sure what that's about, but whatever.
You have to kill like 25 NMs, and it gives you like 64K.
Whoa.
Hello.
Yeah, it's a good quest, but it takes a whole lot of time if you want to do it.
But if you're just killing,
you gotta go. You have to travel like all around Vanadil.
Is it repeatable?
No, not at this time. No.
Fail. And it's only
you gotta kill like a lot of weird NMs. That like, there's one NM that you have to kill for it. It only spawns like when an airship is leaving Bastok to Juno, or Juno to Bastok, or something like that.
No, it's like crawl.
Yeah, it's so weird, but it's a really good. If you need money, it's good, but it takes a lot of time too.
So it's pretty much like that quest in Selbina with the clay. Only you're killing stuff.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. But
64K is a lot better than a crawler's nest map.
Yeah,
a lot of time people can just go online and get a crawler's nest map.
I'm going online and get 64K too.
Oh, you can't!
Whoa! You can only do it once, though.
Bad form. Bad form.
Not if you do it in 1K increments, maybe there's a way around it.
Ed sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
I somehow bought my noble's tunic. JK, that was
no, you just stole that money from Elsie.
Yeah, I stole that money from Elsie Dows. Basically, that's it. I don't know. Anyways, the stumbling sandals are Dex and Agility minus 10 each, and I've been reading that they're good for monk for leveling guard skill.
Yeah. Definitely, because they take away your agility, which is like lowers your evasion, so you'll get hit more, so you can guard.
And
more.
According to Julie, these are not useful if you equip them right before your mats fight. So I wouldn't waste my time. So yes,
I think that's just a rumor. The whole put on crap gear and
yeah,
not a lot of stats.
What about Jolly Green, Jester King?
Oh, Green Giant
Moles.
Anyways, Jolly Green is a gooboo. he spawns in Patro Marshlands, and this is also an NM required in the Miraculous Dale quest, so if you're going to be doing that quest, you'll be swinging by this guy's direction. He drops the Shaman's Belt, which is MP plus 5 and Int plus 1, so it's good for black mages and red mages, I suppose. Or any job that needs MP. It's a level 28 belt, so keep that in mind. Doesn't say what level you can kill it at here, so yeah. It can drop Delilah's.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City?
That's Jolly Green.
Jolly Green. What?
Oh, there it is. It's soloable at level 36.
Through
30 plus with possibly some difficulty.
What about?
Sorry, I fail it.
It's reading. Okay. I understand. What about Dagger Claw Dracos, Burn Herbert?
Dagger Claw Dracos is a raptor that is a lottery spawn from other raptors in Riftod Mountains. It's level 28 and drops the Sonic Knuckles, which I'd assume is a monk piece.
True. What about the next exciting NM, which is, I don't know, I always say exciting, Geyser Lizard Kenji?
Geyser Lizard. You can find him in the Dandruff Wadi, which is right outside Bastok. And he's a lizard type. He drops all the lizard stuff, his skin, his eggs. And he also drops the Steam Scale Mail, which is a level 27 equip. It's a body armor, if you didn't guess. Defense 23, and it has a lot of elemental resistances. It has fire, wind, and water resist plus 3. So, I don't know. I don't really see where this would be extremely useful unless the defense is, you know, pretty high for that, for a body piece at that level. So, you could skip this one, I think.
You probably skip a significant number of these.
Actually, yeah. The thing about this guy is, Rangers don't really have a lot of equipment options going 1 to 30. Like, 30 is when you get knocked gear, so, like, obviously you're going to put that on a level 30. But, like, for body pieces, when I leveled my Ranger 1 to 40, I was basically using Lizard Jerkin from 17 to 30. So it's one of those good like random in between pieces that like aren't really necessary, but if you want to have like that extra defense for when you're pulling or whatever, just go out and get this guy. Or you can just buy it off the auction.
Why didn't you use a Royal Footman's cloak though? That has agility.
Dumb.
Agility. Agility from it.
Does it? I didn't know that.
I was looking at some guide Remember that time I was leveling Ranger for like a second? Yeah.
He mealed all your gear and then you're just like
no, I got one level. I don't do that. I get the one level and then I'm like, I'm over this.
Still, that's not very long.
Hey, shh. What about yes, Tiger.
Epialtis, the first blue gigas in the Tower of Delkfoot. Right there on the first floor, pretty much no waste of everybody's time to kill. He drops the normal gigas paraphernalia, like the bracelets, the socks, the necklace. Don't know why that's all he's wearing, but you got that.
And he also, pants?
Maybe that's why he needs killing. His other drop is the Maple Shield. It's level 8. And gives 2 defense, which is just unbelievable. Game-breaking 2 defense.
Totally.
He's level 28 to 32 right there on the first floor. The only time I've ever had a run-in with him when I had like low-level XP parties in there, and he was just blocking our way to other pulls.
Cool. What about Hippolytos?
It is a monk gigas in Lower Delta Tower. He's level 28 to 32, and he also drops the Maple Shield. He will use Thunder Fist, so if you're not prepared for that, that might take you out.
Hold on. But who was talking yesterday about, it must have been Iphigenia with, Chain Spell Utsusemi. I thought that was an amazing idea. It's hilarious. It's like Chainsaw Utsusemi. You can't hit me. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, yeah,
that would definitely counter 100 fists.
What?
That would definitely counter 100 fists.
Yeah, it would. That's I think that's what would be the point. That'd be epic, though. I want to see this now. Make a YouTube video, Iphigenia. Okay. What about Valcrum Emperor?
Valcrum Emperor is one of those NMs that basically everybody talks about because his drop is just that amazing. It's a fly type NM. He pops in Valcrum Dunes, surprisingly, with a name like Valcrum Emperor.
No way.
Yeah, no kidding. It's got a pretty average spawn time, about like 1 to 4 hours. So depending on timing, you could be there for a while. But this NM is just so like key to killing because of his drop. It's the Emperor's Hairpin. It has a HP minus 15, Dex plus 3, Agility plus 3, and Evasion plus 10, and it's a level 24 all jobs hairpin, like headpiece. So that's like just insane, like epicness for like a headpiece at that low of level. If you're a thief or a ninja or like anything that can wear it, like any job that once you hit 24, this is one of the key headpieces that you could wear for a really long time until you get something better. Like that evasion plus 10 is just so, I don't know, it really helps a lot for everything. So just, it's one of the, definitely worth camping this NM.
True. Well, if you could actually get it, there's people always there, I swear.
Yeah. Once it turned Rare X, though, the amount of people that were there kind of went down. But
well, that's good. But still, there's still people there. It's that good. People want it. Everyone wants...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
100% Square Enix.
Yeah, seriously.
Flower Sticky Vault, by the way. What about Helldiver, Tiger?
Helldiver is he's a bird, and he's in the Barima Peninsula. He drops, he's level 29 to 30, so kind of at the high end of this level 30 business. A lottery spawn from the other birds called Zoos, They're fun to charm when you're, of course, they're sub beast, so you have a little parrot. But drops the wing edge. It's a level 24 boomerang. Damage 15, delay 294. Good for pulling if you're on thief or ninja.
And this concludes our exciting journey into one to level 30. Or moves
into the 30-something NMs you will never want to kill.
There's the how many NMs did we cover? We went through
besides a couple like Weeping Lizzie and Valkyrie Emperor, Jaggedy and Jack.
48 plus.
A lot of these ones are really good though.
We don't have 55 NMs, people. Good game. Good game.
Indeed.
What about emails, Ed? Well.
Emails.
Okay. This email is from Melora of the Midgar Sorma server. Or he's also goes by Des Hoon of the Bahamut server. And his mail is as follows. I seriously love the show. Great job. So already I like it. Already like this email. I love the idea of talking about what should, could, what would have been great with the game about informing things about what things are. It makes me remember countless talks about what some jobs were supposed to be like. Sam as a tank, Nin as a DD, keep up the great job. So, thank you very much, Melora and Des Hoon, which is the same person. And it's exciting. I looking at my emails, I just remembered that I just added my blog to the Taru Taru Online. Taru Taru Times Online. Yes. Now my blog is on there, along with many other people in the community. It's an amazing site that you should all go check out sometime. Lol.
Ed, I just got an email from Max.
Oh, yes, Max.
Max says, click here to increase size and stamina for male enhancement. Oh, well, that just hurts.
That sucks. That's
rude. Hint, hint. Wink, wink. Nudge.
That's rude.
That's rude.
That's rude.
That's rude.
I wouldn't take that.
I think it's a lie.
Might be a lie.
I'm a hacker character. That's all. Wait a minute. I pay for it.
Like, you know what I'm into? I'm going to get on it, and then I'm going to get on, and then I'm going to farm 100K for her, and then I'm going to give it to myself.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just do that on his own?
Because it's more epic when it's stealing.
Not if you're earning,
farm on her character.
I'm gonna earn you 100K and then send it to me in your face.
In your face. No, you know what? It would even be more epic that if I like hacked Jester King's character, made him 100K, and then try to send it to myself, then realize I'm not on his server, and then he'll get to keep it.
You couldn't hack
me. Then
you
can share it with me and Kenji.
Yeah. Oh,
cruise.
Oh, come on. We made you like, what, 60K the last time you were with us?
But okay. Here's a funny
story. The illusion chess.
We were out when we were breaking Kenji's steel cyclone weapon. So we kept getting coffer keys because we were in the boy hodditry. And since like the chests are really easy to find, we were just like, anytime we got a key, we'd just go out and look for one. So Kenji opens a box, we get like 8K or whatever, and then a little while later, we get another key. So the chest should be up by now. So we go find another chest, open it. Gem opens it, and we get a bunch of money from that too. So then I finally get a key. We're walking around, so we're looking for a chest. I find one. I open it and says the chest was an illusion.
Yeah, so, the chest disappears.
So the chest disappears, and it just relocates to another, like, spawn point. So we go look again. I find it again. The chest was an illusion. Again. It was the most frustrating thing in the entire world.
You need your eyes examined.
Ugh. Seriously.
Like, 3 times in a row, I got chest was an illusion.
But doesn't that happen if someone in your party has opened the chest within the past hour or something?
Yeah.
That's what we discovered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You learn things the hard way sometimes in this game.
The chest is always an illusion.
There is no spoon.
I like spoons. Anyways,
Matrix reference. Was I the only one that picked that up?
No, we all got it.
I don't know.
Tiger Fury.
We were all born before 1996.
Tiger Fury. Yes. Do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give?
I do. To all the good people in Midnight Runners, Edwith included. Bernhard Herbert, I've seen him in there a couple times. Elsa Dosi. Myself, of course. Max. Flip Sid, hope he comes back soon. Astrofire, Veru, Kimara, and Max.
Woots. What about you, Bern Herbert? Do you have any shout-outs?
Well, anybody I would shout out is pretty much in this call, except for, like, Caitlin, so, and Elsie Dose.
And, Ed, you could shout out Iphigenia. Why not?
Oh, Iphigenia, yeah, forgive me. I'm Matt Fight Strategy. Good stuff.
Good stuff. And what about you, Carletta? Shout-outs?
Oh, yeah, I got... I know a lot of people now. I'd like to give a shout out to my link show, The Angels of Anarchy, and people in there, Dromedary, Midnight Rain, Dagda, Elion, Engine Joe, Iron Fist, Dark Fortress. I also like to give a shout out to Starin, and also the people on my link show, Katama Yulati, and just everybody who knows me. Sorry if I forgot you, but, I love you all.
No, you know, what you do is, you say like something random, like, pulled my ear, and then you're like, and then whenever anyone's like, why didn't you shout me out? That pulled my ear was for you.
What? I'll remember that.
But what if you forget two people and they're like, yo, you didn't show me out, and then you like tell one person that, and then you tell the other person that, and then they tell each other.
But they don't know.
You're screwed. You don't game over.
Like
your friends don't talk to each other.
Two ears.
Then they're way too concerned.
They're way too concerned. True. They
you
are.
You do have two ears. I'm tugging on my ear right now. That was for you.
That was the right ear.
That was the other ear.
And then you say, you know who you are. And like
wink, wink. Leave it
all like, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
Say no more.
Leave it all ambiguous and nebulous and stuff. Yeah.
Some awful big words there.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Useless words we don't even know.
Well, actually, I had a vocab test. I sound like I'm in high school, lol, earlier this week.
You are in high school.
No, I'm not. But nebulous was on.
I reckon someone's reading the thesaurus.
Nebulous was in my on my word list. It was exciting. Okay. Anyways, lol English. Bern Herbert, do you have any shout-outs? Do you? No, you already did.
You've already been to me.
Oh, Kenji, do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, I have a few. Shout-out to Raphael and Sinister. They still play on my server. They're pretty cool. Dart, I know you quit, but you're still awesome. And Bama Mind, leader of my Link Shell, and the Link Shell Enlightened Souls.
True.
Win.
What about you, Gemini? Do you have any shout?
So, Kenji pretty much stole everybody, so I'll just give a shout out to my little buddy, Johnny Taru. He is my little buddy, and I'm gonna say, let everybody hate and get you down. You're gonna be an awesome dark Taru when you hit 75.
Aww. They're so cute.
What about Tandem?
Oh, Tandem, yeah. I love Tandem. He's amazing. I'm pulling my ear for him right now.
No, that's not how it works. I'm pulling for my ear for you.
You ruined it.
You know who you are. You're doing it wrong. You can't be specific on the show. What if people?
Can't you tell everybody else, so it doesn't matter.
So there's gonna be that one person. You're gonna get off the call and you'll be like, oh my god, they're going to kill us for not shouting them out.
Oh yeah. I've been there.
And then you like call me like, Ed, can I redo my shoutouts? I'm like, no, it's closed.
Heck,
yeah, that was like on the New Year's shoutouts on PFA when you gave a shout out to Vivi Bell and not me. I was like,
yeah, no shout to me.
That was like a year ago. You haven't talked to her for like a year.
I ran into her actually like a month ago, and she was like, hey, what's up? Ran into her in real life. She doesn't play anymore. And what about Jester King? Do you have any shoutouts?
No, not really, because they're all basically in this call. But if people want to like email Ed, I'm looking for another job to level, because, like, I'm really having ADD right now, because ever since I leveled Dancer, I haven't, like, enjoyed anything as much. So if you guys want to, like, email Ed's Limit Break Radio email address.
Because he checks that, I think. You have the password. I've told it to you. You have it.
Yeah, well, anyways. And just, like, tell me, like, what job I should level and why, and then just, like, yeah, hit me up with that.
True.
Because, like...
I'll tell you right now.
Why don't you just go die on Dancer a bunch and re-level that?
Honestly, I would level Dancer 1 to 75 again if I could.
No, 5 to 75. You can't go back down to 1.
5 to 75? Whatever. 70 levels? You know,
you'll do it.
I did Red Mage twice, and 70 both times.
Yeah, so yeah. Just email Ed's account email thing. Or send me a tell in-game. If you know me in-game, send me... like, tells.
True.
Because, like, I like getting tells. Kenji and Jam, if you're going to send me a tell right now, do it!
I'm not leveling, but I will as soon as I do.
I just sent you a tell.
I'm not leveling Warrior just because you did that.
Oh, you suck.
I would like to suggest that you go level your Scholar, because I know you want to.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, if you ever actually need a party, I need to level stuff, too.
Okay, cool.
My Dancer and my Thief.
And your Taru mages. How about you could peel Ed Glyph on Leviathan with that.
Yes, I could on my Paladin.
That'd be exciting.
Do it up. Yeah. Get Ed Glyph. Like a level 75.
I would be
seen by
Thief, Taru. Oh my god, that'd be the cutest thing ever.
Ed Glyph,
yeah. So, do you have a problem with Ed Glyph? No, okay, good. Anyways, okay, as for my shout-outs, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to Leonardito, who's on Ragnarok, who 2 weeks, like last week and this week, we did 40 to 45 runs last week, and that didn't go well, but this week it went well. So, I hope to see you around for when I do 60 to 65, because I'm sure that's going to be happening in the near future, and that's...
Don't you have to do 50 to 60 first?
I'm on 55. I said that earlier. Lols. So, I have to do 55 to 60, but that's so easy. So someone shouts for, like, hand floor and I'm there. And then I'd also like to give a shout out to Keekin, who has just recently restarted playing the game, and I know he got to 40 on his warrior, and I know he's unlocked samurai and is enjoying that, so that's exciting for him as well. And I would like to shout out to anyone who enjoys listening to my show. You know who you are.
Wink, wink.
Hard pressed to find those.
Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Are you wagging your ear for me?
Yes. Yeah. I'll tell you.
For those people that enjoy listening, send them.
And I'd also like to just. I'd like to really shout out to Nahual on the Remora server, or Hades, or where is she? I don't know. She's been awesome. She's Iphigenia's girlfriend, and she's been, like, I talk to her all the time now. So, quick shout out to her. And I guess that pretty much concludes this broadcast of the Edwith Van Deel Society Podcasting Network. True. Any last thoughts, anyone, before this is over?
Bianchi sucks.
I really love pie.
I love pie too. Oh my god, we're like besties now. Okay,
pie is awesome.
Lols. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
So if I give you a last thought, does that mean I have to think of it and then kill myself, or how does this work?
No, it's just last thought of the show.
Warrior for the win.
I have 10 fingers.
Okay, we're done. Great. You're done. This is lame. Okay, I'm ending the call. I mean, not the call, but whatever. Thank you, everybody. See you again.
Final Fantasy, Tetramaster, and Van Adeel are registered trademarks of Square Enix. Square Enix and PlayAlliance are registered trademarks of Square Enix. Elegantly Edwith and Limit Break Radio are solely responsible for its content.